We're talking about taking up sports, and I know the Irish weather can often make it hard for us to get outside, but next week Sport Ireland are going to get us off the couch and launch us into the great outdoors with some brand new experiences. And joining us now to tell us more about it is Nora Stapleton, Women in Sport Lead. Nora, you're very welcome to the show. We're about to head into the fourth year of her Outdoors Week. So tell us a little bit about it and I suppose where the idea came from.
Hi, Anna. Lovely to be here, and hi to all your listeners. Yeah, so we're 4 years into it now. This will be the fourth year. So look, it's between myself and colleagues in Sport Ireland in our outdoors unit, and there's a full policy there on both women and sport, and there's a policy on the outdoors and physical activity in the outdoors. So it was really kind of a coming together of heads to go, right, well, how do we encourage more women and girls to explore their outdoors and really try to embrace the space around them? So her outdoors, the concept was developed, the campaign was developed, and it's just grown from strength to strength. Last year we had about 500 events take place, over 8,000 women and girls go out to those, but it's not really just about those numbers, because what we're seeing is more and more women, you know, go out to the unregistered events, or they're going out to find their local park, their local mountain, their local greenway, and they're being active on their own accord, which is exactly what we want to see from the campaign.
And that's exactly, it's really inspiring people just to get out and have the courage and you know, be a bit brave and maybe try new activities and new sports. You mentioned that there was 500 events. Are they nationwide or is it one specific area in Ireland for people?
Yeah, no, it's across Ireland, or it's across the local sports partnership network. So there's 29 of those. So what I'd say is, you know, people listening in, the best way to maybe find out what's happening in their own area is to either look up their local sports partnership, Google them, look them up on Instagram or something like that, or the national governing bodies. But they can go on to the sportireland.ie webpage /her outdoors. And there is a map there as well, which will give you a sense of some of the locations, and more events are being added to that as well as places become available. So I guess the great thing about the events is that, you know, sometimes we can be a bit nervous about trying new things. So if you always did want to maybe try windsurfing or kayaking, mountain biking, stand-up paddleboarding, whatever it is, the events are a great opportunity to do that, because you're joining in a group activity. You know, there's another group of women there who maybe are feeling just as nervous as you are and didn't know what to pack that morning and, you know, all that. But the main thing is you have a sense of adventure, or you just want to get into the kind of peace and quiet of what nature can offer as well. And the events provide you with that opportunity to do so.
Absolutely. And are the events free, or what way does it work?
Yeah, it varies, you know, so all the information they would find it if they looked up what's occurring in their local area, as I said, either through the local sports partnership or that online map. But normally there might be a small fee attached. Some of them are free, but sometimes it's just a small fee just to ensure that people show up as well.
Absolutely, exactly. Once they pay the fee, then they've kind of bought into it, so they can't back out.
Well, that's exactly it. Sorry, go on.
No, I was just saying, you mentioned nerves there, and that's a very valid point, because it can be hard for anybody as they get older, but particularly women, to start new activities. You know, why is that?
Look, I think women especially, there's that fear of judgment, you know, it's a bit of stepping into the unknown. And to have a kind of safe space where you know that other people are there starting from scratch as well, and it doesn't really matter if you can or can't do something, that can just make it feel all the more welcoming. But like, look, there's so much more to trying out these activities. And just as we said, embrace your space. Like, we do know that being in green and blue spaces has proven to help with mental health, you know, meeting new people has proven to be really enjoyable, and that social interaction is really important as well. So whether it is you're looking to relax and look for the peaceful side of it that nature can provide, or you're looking for that adrenaline rush with, you know, the more adventurous activities, there's something that suits everybody. So we're looking at, as I said, people are coming down mountains on a mountain bike for the first time, and others are jumping into the freezing cold water to wake them up for sunrise dips and things like this. So like, it's really like just what we're seeing coming out of these activities and the feedback we're getting from people has been amazing. And what it does do is it inspires them to maybe seek out that local swim group, or to seek out the, you know, the next hiking group that might be taking off and things like that. And that's what you want. And all it is like, if we can run this week to give people that bit of extra encouragement and a bit of extra courage as well, then all the better. Because, you know, who doesn't like having a doing a bit of exercise and having a tea or coffee at the end of it, which is what a lot of these things are all about as well. And maybe just, you know, to mention there are 4 festivals taking place this year, which is quite new, and there could be a few people listening near them. So it kicks off with Kildare are hosting a festival in Monreed Park on the 13th.
Okay.
So again, you know, that's like a big family occasion. It's right in the heart of the community, and it's going to have loads of outdoor activities for people to take part in. Then Wicklow, Greystones Beach have one on the 15th as well. Heaps of stuff taking place there. And then down in Limerick in Clare Street Park on the 17th of August, they're hosting one of the festivals. And then finally, Fingal will be hosting the Bubbriggan Beach Festival on the 18th. So, you know, if you can't get to maybe some of the smaller events, then you could go into one of those festivals. And look, this is what it's about, women and girls. It's also about the men in their lives that support them and encourage them and maybe mind the kids, or, you know, the brothers pushing the sisters and things like that to be more active outdoors. So it's about bringing everyone together. And we know that participation gradient is reducing between males and females, so things like this can only help that.
And I think that's what you said there about the encouragement. And sometimes, you know, people say you can't see it, you can't be it. That's not just about the elite athletes that we've been talking about the last week or two. It's also, you know, for younger kids seeing their older siblings and seeing their parents getting involved in sport and understanding that sport isn't, you know, just about losing weight and having to, you know, punish yourself. Because often we can all associate physical activity with, oh, I have to do it. But actually the social aspect of it, and actually just doing it not to be competitive or not to be the best or not to get fitter, I think just for the social side of it is so important that we kind of, I suppose, nearly reframe our mindset around sport. And I'm sure there's people listening, Nora, that might consider themselves to be not sporty, because we hear that phrase a lot. What would you say to them in relation to this?
Oh, look, there's so much in that. Yeah. So first of all, you spoke about the role models and how amazing have they been over in Paris at the minute, and just the amount of different sports that we're seeing on TV. And it shows that there can be that pathway to the elite side for anybody in Ireland now to go after any type of sport. But you're right. Yeah. Not everybody would say and call themselves sporty. Look, the two of us have come from a sporting background, have played at the highest level, and that's amazing. But I am 100% now the working mom with 3 kids, and I'm just trying to, you know, do my best to stay healthy. Yeah, exactly. And look, I do see my role as, well, what sort of role model am I being to my 3 boys coming up? They're only small, but I think it's important that they see me putting on the runners and trying to quite plod around and do my jog and things like that as well, because we do know that parents have a huge impact on kids. And, you know, if you're an active parent, and especially active mothers as well, the knock-on effect that that has on kids coming through is so important. And not just for, we're talking about activity here, but we have a role models piece of research that was spoken about recently, and it shows that young girls, they really look up to female coaches. So look, we want to get more female coaches, because we know now that they can help keep those girls in sport as well. So I just think the more active we can be, the better, obviously. But we have such amazing environment around us in the outdoors in Ireland. And what we're really trying to do is, through not just this campaign, but the further work of Sport Ireland and the Outdoors Unit, is how can we kind of open up that outdoor space and really highlight it and bring it to life for everyone. There's a website I haven't mentioned, but Get Ireland Active. There's a really great website there, which has all the amenities on one map of Ireland that shows what's available in your area. Another place where you can, you know, find your own trail, your hike, your local club, things like that. So the number of resources are really building. But yeah, as we said, now it's about trying to take that first jump maybe, or that first leap, and try to, as we're saying with the campaign, embrace your space and try and find your outdoors and find a new activity for you to try.
And remind people again where they can check out where the events nearest to them are on your website.
Yeah, so sportireland.ie/heroutdoors is one of the websites. But then, as I said, local sports partnerships are in every county across Ireland. They're running loads and loads of activities for this week. They're not just for this week, but, you know, for all year round. They're just a wealth of knowledge. They have so much going on, whether you wanted to, you know, start cycling for the first time or join another, you know, yoga group or something like that.
Or maybe reliving your childhood. childhood dream of, you know, getting on a skateboard or, you know, surfing or whatever too. It might be. Yeah,
yeah, well, look, roller skating has taken off in counties around Ireland, I can tell you that much. So if you definitely, look, you can, if you don't know the local sports partnership already, you just Google it, whether you're in Tipperary, Mayo, you know, Kilkenny, wherever you might be, just Google it and you'll find plenty of information.
And Nora, you know, you are the Women in Sport lead, I suppose. This brings us into that wider the topic that we hear a lot about, you know, young girls in particular, but younger people across the board, because life is more sedentary now. There is more video games, there's social media, like many distractions. So they're not as outside as much anymore. They're not moving as much anymore. And I suppose this really is a proactive solution to try and get people young and old, like looking at sport and activity as just part and parcel of daily life.
Yeah, and I think you said it before around reframing it. So no matter what the age, you know, we can all be active. And I think what's really good is we're seeing a lot more accessible opportunities as well, a lot more inclusive opportunities as well. So, you know, this is not just important for, say, myself, that, look, it's really just about my fitness, but women with disabilities and other hard-to-reach communities as well. There's so many activities that are just doing wonders to kind of get everybody and anybody active. We have a really great campaign at the minute called Her Moves, which is targeting teenage girls. So the fact that you mentioned them, like Her Moves, is all about kind of trying to not necessarily redesign sport, but to work with sport so that it's not just all about that pathway to the elite side of things. We know girls will come and go and dip in and out of sport. So how do we actually maybe keep them a little bit longer through those teenage years? Or more importantly, how do we encourage or include their own hobbies in with sport as well? So a lot of the Her Moves programs that are taking place around the countries are mixing in the likes of dance and arts and crafts and, you know, bracelet making and different things like that as well, because we do think that it doesn't just have to be all about sport, but we can mix these activities together, and the girls are loving them, those who are providing them, the coaches are loving it, and the girls are staying in sport when they do these activities, and that's the main thing. So Her Moves and other campaigns like that we think will work. And look, there's no one thing that you can do to fix this and encourage more and more people to be active. It's really about that nice cocktail mix of everything that we're trying to do in this space.
And I guess it's trying things. It's no one size fits all, you know. I mean, camogie was my sport, rugby was yours, you know, skateboarding or running or whatever it was could be somebody else's. And sometimes you have to try a few. Like, I remember doing cross-country running when I was younger. Now, needless to say, I'm still not doing it because I wasn't great at it. You know, I was more of, you know, shorter on flat surfaces. Running up hills was never my forte. I'm not genetically designed for that. But I tried it. And I think it's important for people to not be afraid to try new sports and to get out there. And I suppose using opportunities like Her Outdoors Week to say, I'll give it, like in one of our slang phrases earlier, I'll give it a lash and see what happens. And if it doesn't work or I don't enjoy it, well, then move on to the next thing. I suppose that's why it's so important, from government level all the way down, that we have the supports and the resources and events like this to make sure that people have the opportunity to be exploring new things. Like, we'll be talking about set dancing earlier on.
Yeah.
I mean, a bit later on. I mean, you'll work up a sweat when you're doing a bit of a set there in set dancing. So it's just trying different things, isn't it?
Yeah, no, you're right. And look, what you said around the opportunities, that's exactly what it is, you know, because I think, look, schools are great and the sports you get to play in school is great, but how many different types of sports do you get to do? And, you know, our job really is, how do we increase the number of different types of activities and different types of sports that you can do in your area? And that's what we're focusing on. We've a long way to go. You know, some of the sports are quite small and we're trying to grow those and things, but that's where I suppose your local sports partnerships come in. Like they're, as I said, they're doing stuff for Her Outdoors, but then come September, they'll be running stuff in schools and introducing, you know, kids and schools to different sports as well. So I think you're right. It's not just, sometimes we get focused on some of maybe the main sports that we've grown up used to, whether it's GA, basketball, soccer, athletics, and they're amazing. And we only have to look at like the All-Irelands that are happening at the minute, like last weekend for the women's and next weekend as well in the camogie. And then you only have to look at the Olympics to see how successful all those sports are. But then I think it's like, right, well, how do we make sure that boys and girls have opportunities to do judo or wrestling, you know, and gymnastics and, and all these other sports as well that are fantastic. And I think the most important thing is that it's not about being, sometimes I suppose girls especially can give up because they said, well, I'm not good at that, or I'm not good enough, or I'm not really sporty, because they think they have to be, you know, top of their game, winning competitions and things
but
like
often,
that.
But often, Nora, sorry to interrupt, but often the problem is that that's the environment that's being created, is that being the best and winning at all costs is what is seen as the primary goal. So we're nearly losing sight then, especially for kids at a younger age, we're nearly losing sight of what's important when it comes to sport. And that's actually just getting them to turn up. So, you know, maybe as well, we need to be revising the pressure often that we put on younger kids to be the best and win all the medals and the trophies. Like, we're looking at the Olympics now, but let's face it, how many people actually want to be Olympians? You can respect and admire them, but that's not every young person's dream when they go out to pick up a hurley or a rugby ball or whatever it is. And maybe we need to just loosen the reins a small bit when it comes to sport and actually just let them enjoy it, you know?
Yeah. And I think, like, isn't it lovely for, like, young people to have that dream that they want to be an Olympian or play for Ireland or play in World Cups and things like that. So 100% you want to ensure that that dream can exist and it's fueled and they have a chance to pursue it. But I think then going back to it, it's like, well, what, and it comes down to adults, but what pressure then or what environment are we creating for the majority of kids that they can still practice to be the best that they can be, but are we driving anyone away by our own actions as adults? And when I say adults, you know, it comes down to coaches, parents, teachers. We've a nice piece of work on at the minute around it's a workshop for coaches of teenage girls. So we had been piloting it there over the last little while, and the coaches all love going on it, and then we've a lot of positive feedback from the kids as well, whose coaches have come back to the club afterwards. But that workshop is really about looking at, like, what is the environment that you're setting for your teenage girls, and how can we improve that environment to keep them in your playing group, whatever that might be. So we'll release that again. We're just reviewing it, and we'll see that coming out come October, September, October, November. That'll be rolled out again. But look, it's, as I said, there's no one fix, but we have to try and come at this from all different angles.
Well, certainly events like this are definitely helping. That's Her Outdoors Week, August 12th, 18th. And make sure you check out where the nearest events are to you. Nora Stapleton, Women in Sport Lead, thank you so much for joining me. There are texts coming in as well. And I think most people want to join clubs, but, and it's a big but, they don't want to go on their own. That comes in from Kath. And that's so true. I think events like this, and, you know, even drag a friend down with you just for the day that's in it. And you never know, this might be the catalyst to maybe unearth a new love for a sport you've never tried before. Or maybe it'll remind you of why you played sport as a kid and you want to get back into it as an adult. Somebody else said, the community games were brilliant at getting the community together and great fun. There was, I remember going to the community games and partaking in it myself. And I have some brilliant memories, and we didn't win, you know, but it was the fact that we were there all together, and, you know, just things like that will never leave you. And for me personally, as a lover and advocate for sport, it's much more than medals and trophies and being the best. It's about the friends that you make, the memories that you have, the experiences. And I think, you know, maybe using the opportunity of the Her Outdoors Week to get back into sport, or maybe try it for the first time.